This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1132, IELTS Scores for General Letter Endings.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
How should you close your general task one letter? Today, you'll get insider examiner tips on the vocabulary and punctuation you need to avoid common student errors.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, Aubrey. How are you today?
I am great. How are you doing? Thanks for the salutation.
Salutation. I love it. We are talking not about salutations and greetings today. That is a very formal thing that I've heard in like movies with like people with British accents when they're like, greetings and salutations. It's just like a formal way to say hello.
Very formal. Like, you could do it sarcastically to be funny, but you're totally not going to want to like go to a friend and be like, greetings and salutations, and be serious and be like, weird. That's weird.
What is your opinion if a student did that in on the IELTS speaking test? If like the examiner, you know, says hello to them, because the examiner will greet you when you come in the room and sit down, right? They'll ask to see your passport and they do that stuff. I think that would be really funny.
It would be fun.
But make sure you're laughing while you do it, because it is funny, right? We're not being serious. We don't actually say that in real life.
And use the tone Jessica did, where you'd be like, and even do one of these, like, greetings and salutations, my good sir.
Guys, this is one of those episodes that is also on YouTube. So if you want to see our gesture with greetings and salutations, it gets bigger every time. Head on over to IELTS Energy TV. Okay, so we're actually talking about the opposite of that today. We had a great student question about how to end a formal letter for general training task one. But there's a couple things to remind you about first, guys. There is only one day left to get in on our New Year's challenge. We send you a new challenge every single day to challenge you to improve your English and your life in very real ways. Lots of self-reflection, lots of goal setting, developing a positive mindset, positive habits for 2022. So there's only one day left to get this, guys. It's only available now. It is a New Year's 2022 challenge. That means you can't get it any other time. So only one day left now, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/new2022. All right. Awesome. So let's get into this. Do you want to read this student question?
Yes, but first I want to congratulate one of our students, Kieran Mala. Is that pronounced correctly? I hope.
Yes, I think so.
Who got amazing scores on IELTS, listening 8.5, reading 9, writing 7, speaking 8. Amazing scores. Congrats. I hope you're listening still. I hope all of our students, even once they get their scores, keep listening. I know some of you do.
I love it. It's the best. Yeah. Huge congratulations. Those are amazing scores. I love it so much. Okay. So features that we're talking about today, these little details we're talking about today for writing, this is how you make sure that you secure that 7 in writing, just like Kieran, right? Because if you mess up this tone, if you mess up this punctuation, it will decrease your task score and your grammar score. Punctuation is part of your grammar score, guys. And we are seeing students mess up this closing punctuation a lot, and which surprises me.
Yes, it's interesting. And I think it's partially a something that's culturally based, right? If in your culture, when you finish a letter, you don't have the comma after sincerely, or you always add a period after your name, maybe some of the things we see commonly, you have to recognize that's not the same in every culture, and you have to adjust it to match the punctuation required in a letter. So we're going to make sure to hit this today, because we do see students make this this mistake a lot, and we don't want this to pull down your scores.
Totally. And if you missed yesterday's episode, guys, it was an awesome grammar episode. So we're really driving home the grammar score yesterday and today. So do check that out, guys. All right. So let's get into this question.
Yes. Okay. I'll read it.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so they said, I am writing about a question I have in writing task one. I have to write a letter. If I write a formal letter and begin it with, dear sir, madam, what do I have to write at the end? Yours sincerely or yours faithfully, thanking you in advance for your help. And then their answer, their name is, I think, Rudy Remy, which is such a great name.
Okay, so here's my first reaction here. In writing a formal letter, I don't recommend using yours as part of the closing. I mean, yours sincerely, it's fine, guys.
It's a little intimate.
Right. That's my feeling as well. Mm-hmm. Saying yours, it's intimate. You can use it in a semi-formal letter, perhaps. Definitely an informal letter. But I would not say yours as part of my
closing. What's implied is like, your friend, your, you know, someone that you know is implied with that yours. Right. Yours faithfully, yours sincerely,
yours forever,
implies a relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally. Exactly. So I wouldn't say yours at all. And like, this is just use sincerely. This is always my go-to advice. If you're wondering what's appropriate, formal, informal, semi-formal, remember that the tone is a huge part of your task score for this letter. And so you have to choose the right closing here. And I would say sincerely works for all of those letters. So if you're ever not sure, just say sincerely and it's going to be fine as far as tone.
Right. It's appropriate. No matter who you're writing to, it's appropriate to close with sincerely. Yeah.
Right. Totally. What do you think of the closing yours faithfully? When would you use that?
I would never use that, actually.
I would never use it either. It's so
because
weird.
It's sort of outdated sounding.
Yeah.
So, and it is intimate. So the only time you would maybe use it is to like your lover, you know, your boyfriend, like it'd be weird to your grandma, because yours faithfully implies faithfulness in like a loving relationship.
Exactly.
And who are you going to be writing? You know, it just doesn't make sense. And even if it were your partner, it would sound very outdated. I would never end a letter or an email to my husband that way. Never. So don't use yours faithfully.
Just take that out of
Remove
the options
it.
Altogether. Just don't say yours faithfully. Because if you're writing to a friend, right, if it's an informal letter, then you want to drive that informal tone home with that closing, right? Like love, right? If it's a good friend, close it love, comma, and then your name. I always sign off with best, and that could be semi-formal or informal. I think it best is really good for semi-formal letters, but it also works for informal letters. Best, comma, and then your name. You sign it, right? So yours sincerely, I would also just take off the table, because you don't need yours, okay, ever. It's not going to help your score, and most likely you'll use it incorrectly, and so it'll hurt your score.
It's like it's too formal for a friend, for an informal letter, but it's not appropriate for a stranger, so I wouldn't use it at all.
Totally. We're giving you a lot of things to cross off your list today, guys. All right, so let's move on here. If it is a formal letter, as we said, we can say sincerely. I like signing it respectfully, comma, and then your name. I think that is great for a formal letter.
Though I have seen students write respectfully yours, and same as what we've been saying, eliminate the yours, just respectfully, because otherwise you're adding that intimacy that you don't want in a formal letter.
I feel like maybe some students think if we sign off with a phrase, like two words instead of one word, it looks better. Like it looks higher level because I'm using more words. I'm not sure, but it's not true regardless.
It's not true.
All right. So formal letter, sincerely or respectfully. And guys, as a side note, you could see some of this advice in a YouTube video that I did a year and a half ago, IELTS Energy TV. If you're watching this on IELTS Energy TV, check it out. It is called, where's the name? I have it. Gosh, I don't have the name. Aubrey, can you go on to the next one? Oh, yes. No, it is here. IELTS video, the perfect way to start and end IELTS general training. Task one letters. That's a long title.
It's a long title, but you're right. That's an excellent video. Go check that one out to get all this vocabulary, the ins and outs. But we want to highlight something that we didn't really talk about in that video. And that's, we sort of touched on it, is the punctuation. Because there are some musts here when ending a letter. You do need that closing word, and it must be followed by a comma, or your grammar score goes down. Exactly. And no other punctuation. A semicolon does not work. A period doesn't work. It's always, you know, sincerely, comma, or best, comma. And then sometimes we'll see students add punctuation that is inappropriate for letters in English, like a period after their name, because it is vital.
We see that a lot.
I see that all the time. Yeah. And yeah, I'm not sure. I've never asked a student, like, why did you put the period? I just say, don't put the period.
It must be cultural. Because
that's my guess.
If we've seen it this many times, like, it has to be correct somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Like these rules, guys, of how to finish your letter. There's no exception. I mean, we know that in English, grammar, vocab, there are a lot of exceptions. Spelling, there are a lot of exceptions to rules. This, guys, these rules are hard and fast. They never change. So closing word, best, sincerely, comma, and then your name, no punctuation after your name, guys.
Yes, and make sure to include your name. It would be very strange if you just end it with sincerely or best and not have your name. That must be there as well for every letter, to just have it be your, and just your first name, whether it's formal or informal, just the name.
Well, yeah, if it's a formal letter, definitely put your first and last name. When you're signing
off. That does make sense. I have a question for you, Jessica, as a former examiner. I have seen students use a name other than their own when they're writing letters, right?
Yeah.
And then I've seen them use their own name in the closing. Is this going to affect their score? Yep. Does it? Okay, that's my question.
Because it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. The examiner's for sure going to notice.
Yeah, for sure. I love it when students make up a name. Just make sure you're consistent. Have fun with a general training letter. Make up a different character for yourself. If you're, you know, complaining to an airline company, call yourself Karen. I mean, there's just have fun with it, you know, but be consistent.
Yeah. And that does make sense. If it's a formal letter, but someone who doesn't know you, it should be first and last name.
Totally.
Because it's such a keeping it on a formal level. You're not on a first name basis.
Exactly. So if you forget that you named yourself something different in the letter and then you sign off with your real name, that could hurt your cohesion coherence score, guys, because cohesion coherence is organized ideas, linking words, but also logic. It has to make sense. And if you are using two different names, that doesn't make sense. Okay. So it'll hurt that score. And before we finish today, I want to mention a really insider part of the scoring system that the examiner looks for. For the task score, guys, you are also required to follow proper letter format. And so when Aubrey is saying, like, don't forget your name at the end, that's because of the proper letter format. If you don't follow these rules, that task score will also not be above a 6. So lots of insider little details today about the scoring system for your general training task one letter. And remember, guys, this challenge is almost finished. Brand new you in 2022. It is available right now. Check it out. allearsenglish.com/new2022.
Awesome. Yes, I'm excited for you guys to do this mini course and get a great jump start to your year. So fun. Go check it out right now.
All right, Aubrey, I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.